Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, it's time for the commentary, and it's entitled Christ, the Verse. Dated is 30th day of June of the year 2017. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says that. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming upon the world. Luke 21, verses 25 and 26. Now, when you look around headlines across the globe, these Bible verses appear to be totally accurate, don't they? Here's just a few examples to confirm this. Here's some headlines just recently from everywhere. The Great Unraveling of Society. It's a time of social division and hatred. The world is entering a time of disorientation, a world in turmoil. The world's nations entering a time of great despair, international political upheaval, world economies facing impending implosion. Then there's stories talking about the diseases and plagues and famines and droughts and increasing civil chaos, Christian persecution and martyrdom. I mean, it's constant. And I could take up another 10 paragraphs of this, but let's just get to it. Sounds so depressing. But unless you're an ostrich with your head in the ground, at least I think it's an ostrich, there's no question that the world appears to be on course for further cataclysmic events. Every category of biblical prophecy seems to be exploding all around us. And as a result, people are becoming more and more afraid with each passing day. In fact, many are scared to death. Now, for those of us Christians who are paying attention, we who are tuned in, believe that we are living in the final moments of the church age. That's the final moments before Christ's return for his church. The mounting crises, all signs are evident, even to secular newscasters who are coming right out and saying that we can't keep up with all that is taking place around us. And according to Bible prophecy, all this worldwide upheaval will only continue to escalate as we draw ever closer to the climatic moment in time. So what are we to do? Are we completely helpless concerning this devastating reality? Is there nothing we can do to ease the fear and trepidation of these coming days? Even the followers of Jesus Christ, will our faith be able to withstand? Well, simply put, I believe the most important issue for each of us in these times is to seek what the Bible calls enduring faith. Now, Jesus Christ himself told us, "He who stands firm to the end will be saved." You can find that in Matthew 24, verse 13. And when Christ spoke this, he had just described the frightful trials that were to come upon his disciples in these times. The false messiahs, the wars and rumors, a nation pitted against nation, upheavals in the natural world, earthquakes, pestilences, persecution, martyrdom, etc. That's in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 12. A world where the love of many will grow cold. Now, along the way, I've had many fellow brothers and sisters in Christ tell me that their worry and fear is for their families and for their country and for themselves as well. And who can blame them in these crazy times? Now, with this in mind, the question of the hour that has to be in the forefront of all of our thinking is, do you, at present, have an abiding faith and trust in the Lord that will hold you and carry you through these increasingly mayhem and chaos that is coming upon the world? Or will you waver in these times of affliction as the fearful things Jesus told us of continue to appear upon the earth? Now, when that hour comes to pass, will your love of the Lord endure? Or will it grow cold, as Jesus predicted would happen to so many? I ask these questions not to judge or condemn anyone concerning his or her walk with Christ. I ask them only because these are the questions Jesus put to you. I strongly suggest that you read them, even memorize them. As the times grow worse with each passing day, they just may be the one thing that will sustain you in these dark moments. First one is Isaiah 35, 4. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. Your God will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And one more. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. And just remember this. We may see danger on all sides, including a devil and his principalities who want to drown our faith in doubts. But we all carry us through any disaster we face. You can see Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, a scenario that I live with a lot. Now I ask you this. Do you want to face the coming storms with quiet confidence and peace of mind? Then die today to all your own ways and means of protecting yourself. And commit the keeping of your life wholly to God's loving care. He is your good and loving shepherd, and he is faithful to see you through it all. Hallelujah. And I'll leave you with this. Jesus said this when teaching his disciples, and I quote him, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." John 14:27. That is his promise to each and every one of us who put our trust in him. No matter how difficult it may become before he comes for us, we know that we never have to fear. He is always there for us. Hallelujah. Until next time, this is Red.